Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Tuesday marked the end of the semester at Stonehill College in Easton. Now, Stonehill brought students back to campus this fall. Every local college and university faced tough choices about how to handle educating students in a pandemic. Their choice for in-person learning didn't go uncriticized. So back in September, Peter Ubertasio, Dean of Arts and Sciences at Stonehill, joined us here on Radio Boston to explain and defend that decision. Well, with the semester behind us now, we invited Dean Ubertasio back to talk about how it went, and he's here now. Dean Ubertasio, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Peter, so with the semester behind you now, I'm going to ask you, do you still believe Stonehill made the right decision, and kind of what metrics are you basing that on?
Oh, I absolutely believe we made the right decision. It was really wonderful to have our students back. I would say that in addition to inviting students back, we also gave students the option to attend classes remotely during the fall semester, and we've continued that into the spring semester. So, you know, really we had a combination of in-person, online, remote access for our students, and we'll have it for the entire year. And part of the reason I'm so happy we did is that our transmission rate on campus was extremely low. You know, so we invited students back. We implemented all of the safety protocols that we needed to, physical distancing in residence halls, dining facilities, and classrooms. And we did not have a outbreak on campus, and did not have any, you know, transmission from, say, student to faculty member or staff member on campus. And our positivity rate was extremely low for the entire semester.
I'm glad to hear that. Has that been the attitude of faculty and students as well? Have people been largely satisfied that the on-campus learning experience was the right choice for the fall?
Well, yes, I think so. You know, we, again, because we were able to partner with the Broad Institute and implement weekly testing for all members of our community, faculty, staff, students, and some, you know, some members of the community were tested twice a week. We were really able to catch any incidents of COVID, isolate folks appropriately, and ensure that the semester could proceed safely. But I would say that, you know, there were costs, and one of the costs, mm-hmm. In addition to turning an entire facility into a COVID testing center, is having to teach and learn in an environment where you have a number of students accessing a class remotely while a number of other students are in person, and that presents real pedagogical challenges. So the benefits outweigh all of that, but it was an exhausting semester for everyone.
So the Easton Town Administrator, Connor Reed, has said that because Stonehill was doing a lot of testing, had a lot of negative results, and that reduced essentially the positivity percentage rate in Easton. And now the students are gone. They're going home for winter break. And he worries that that affects the denominator, basically, and the town could see a higher rate of positivity. That is backward of what we heard people predicting in the fall, right, that students were going to be the ones to drive up positivity rates. I wonder how much of that has to do with Stonehill's ability to test on a weekly basis, which is what you've been doing, I believe, all along this semester. Or is that just a larger indication that we were expecting students to spread the virus in Massachusetts in the way they have not?
I think it's a combination of both of those things. You know, we made the decision early in the summer that we were going to do onboarding testing before the semester began, and then weekly surveillance testing. And in addition to that, we put in very strict protocols about accessing campus. So that helped us to really reduce the spread of the virus on campus. And I would say also that, you know, weekly testing is crucial, but so is doing your part. And we're also proud of what our students, what our faculty and staff put themselves through. So we had rigorous mask wearing on campus. We We physically distanced outdoors, indoors. We had to put a lot of effort into finding new ways to engage with one another, but we did it in a way that was safe. So I think that having a population of people who are willing to listen to public health authorities is also crucial in mitigating the spread of the virus. And we demonstrated that you can do that. Now, you know, we have some things working in our favor. You know, Easton is not the type of college town that, say, Ann Arbor is or other places. We don't have a big presence of, right, we don't have a big presence of fraternities or sororities off campus. And so, you know, the model that worked for us may not necessarily work quite as well in other places that have their own unique challenges. But I do think that there's something to be learned from the kind of safety protocols that we implemented and that were followed.
You held the last day of classes before Thanksgiving. And I'm assuming that that meant that if students went home, they stayed home, or the idea was that that would reduce post-Thanksgiving transmission, which, of course, in the Commonwealth, we're seeing now. What other changes did you make that you think were critical to this being successful? And do you think you'll carry any of them forward, sort of post-vaccine?
Well, you know, we made some changes to our schedule that were hard to take and were difficult for our students. And they, you know, they registered their concerns with me and with others on campus. For example, we canceled breaks, long weekends. We worked through the holidays. We've already canceled spring break. The desire is to keep folks on campus, and campuses have proven to be very safe environments. So we want to keep them on campus, but you know, it's an intense experience. Your average college student at Stonehill is taking 5 classes a semester, and it's a lot of work with little respite because we canceled the breaks in order to prevent the spread of the virus. Well, that presents a lot of mental health challenges and exhaustion, right? Because it's not just canceling a break, it's canceling the break in the midst of a pandemic that creates all of its own new sets of anxieties. So some of the things that we've had to do to mitigate the spread of the virus have created other challenges for us that we've tried to meet. But to your other question, like what can we imagine that we've learned from this that we might continue doing? Well, we have just now a whole new array of really well thought out hybrid and online courses, new digital tools that have been used and implemented. And while Stonehill and so many other institutions will remain a residential institution, I think we're going to see greater use of digital tools moving forward in a way that really enhances student learning.
I have a freshman at a different university, Peter, and she is on campus. And there were some positives and some negatives, but even being there, a lot of loneliness, a lot of feeling isolated. We do have a vaccine coming. Young, healthy people are not really scheduled until phase 3, which is really the spring, probably April timeframe. But do you have hope that before the end of next semester, you'll begin to see the kind of vibrant social interaction that is also important to students on a campus?
You know, my oldest child is a first year college student, and so I experienced this both as a dean, as an educator, but also as a parent. And I fully appreciate the loneliness that this pandemic has caused, the mask wearing, the physical distancing, the lack of just kind of spontaneous gatherings. But I would say that our team worked overtime to provide the kind of student engagement that students expect, and we are all looking forward to our campuses being places of vibrancy once again.
Peter Ubertasio, Dean of Arts and Sciences at Stonehill, thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.